Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Simon here. It's Monday, the 7th of June, 2010. This is my audio boo. Responding to Andy Taylor's most recent audio boo on Friday evening. I've only just managed to listen to it because I've had a busy weekend of family stuff. When I'm having my busy weekend of family stuff, that doesn't mean I don't have any time. It doesn't mean I have any time for it means I don't have any time for listening to audio boos or podcasts or even creating any. And that's a bit of a problem, yeah. We're so busy these days that recording a Slam Idol or recording Nipper News seems to be impossible. And I'm wondering whether I need to curtail those. Which is it would feel like a great shame because of all the investment that we've put into them, building them up, to then just have to stop them because there's not enough time. And I don't know quite what the right approach is to that, whether I should, whether we should say, okay, we're going to take a holiday for a month and come back, or whether we should just let them wither, you know, just carry on, do them less and less frequently and less and less regularly, but kind of keep them alive, but just on the back burner. I don't know, really. Slam Idol feels like it's a bit on the back burner now. And Nipper News, it's just takes time for both me and Yarnuff, so yes. So that leads me nicely into what Andy was talking about with the SDK, the Apple developer connection idea with his audio booting. I think it would be a good challenge for Andy to get into programming something like that and developing, and I think Andy could be very successful at that, but it's going to take time. And I appreciate that if time, you know, if he's got a day job he wants to spend time on, then like I do, then the time to do that development is gone. So probably best thing is for us to do just to suggest to Mark Rock and all the other people at Audio Boo, if there are other people there programming, take on our suggestions and make those a few little tweaks to Audio Boo to make it do what we want it to do. But I must admit, I did think when Andy was talking about the barriers to becoming an Apple developer, I think there is one. There's a price tag for becoming a member of the Apple Developer Connection, which gets you the relationship that allows you to download the SDK, and I think it's something like £60 or something for an individual to become a member of that. So it's not a huge amount of money, and just because it costs you money to become a developer on the Apple platform doesn't mean that you have to charge for your app. Obviously there's plenty of apps that are out there for free, so there's a small charge there to enter that that connection with Apple. But what I thought Andy was going to hold up as the biggest barrier to entry was the fact that in order to run the developer kit, you actually need to run it on a Mac. So you need to have a Mac. And this is my cunning way of trying to get Andy to buy a Mac. but I thought that was going to be Andy's main objection. I'll kick that thought out into the ether, and we'll let everyone come back with their ideas and their thoughts on that. So thank you very much everyone for listening. If you've got any advice for me about my podcasts, please do let me know. I would like to invest more time in them, but my job is just so engaging these days and rewarding, I guess. So somehow my podcasting does no longer give me an outlet for something that it did before. You know, Audio Boo is a great way for me to connect with people, and so podcasting somehow is less attractive now. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.